blood denied by the fears of the majority. They who were cowardly dressed ungodly from the old sturdy branch of the southern sycamore tree. This bloodstained right is at risk to thee. Let us vote. This risk throughout America's state legislatures, North Carolina to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, voter suppression, stop and frisk intimidation, racial profiling. We are at risk indeed. At the high levels of power, even in the halls of congressional authority, voter ID card legislation, voter redistricting, and the question must be asked for democracy's sake or for a theocracy mandate. From 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, voter, minority citizen intimidation, the leadership procrastinate with growing expectancy to make America great again. A vote at risk, you must exist. Let us vote to be. The Supreme Court, in dismissing this civil rights bloodstained victory, eliminating Section 4B of America's Civil Rights Act, the highest court of the land, gave her justification. I hear her saying, this formula conflicts with the principles of federalism based on 40-year-old facts having no logical relationship to the present day, that the country has changed since 1975, and that the 15th Amendment is not to punish the present for the past, that its purpose is to ensure a better future. My friends, in preserving our vote, the labor of our blood-soaked rights were made in effect. And it is our future existential threat at this hour. Let us vote. Let us vote today. Let us vote from the north. Let us vote from the south, east, and west. Let us sound our trumpet against this self-righteous indignation. Let us remind the Supreme Court. Let us remind the Supreme Court of this land, times have not changed. No, times have not changed. That the abdication of justice is a prevalent theme which impedes the spirit of truth, injustice, and grain are her consequences. Let us hope to be. Yes, my friends, let us lift our voices. Let us lift our voices high. Know your voice is not too small. You can create change today. Know your voice is not too insignificant. You can create change today. Know your voice is not inferior, but your voice is superior. For the Lord thy God be with thee. Let us lift our voices. For our blood soaked rights. As in times past, let us lift our voices and defy the majority, such as they at last. Let us lift our voice to thee. Let us lift our voice. Let us lift our voice.